is an interview with Ms. Kathleen Eberhardt for the Ursuline High School project at Youngstown State University by Donna DeBlasio at Ms. Eberhardt's apartment on November 17, 1974 at 4:00 p.m. Ms. Eberhardt, would you tell us a little bit about your background, your family?
My father was born and raised here in Youngstown. He was born down in the corner of Boardman and Front Street, down where the Youngstown Hotel is, down in there. And he was one of six children, the youngest of six children. He went to Front Street School and to the West Side School. And he went through the eighth grade, I guess, but he never went any farther. His mother died when he was 6 years old. And his father remarried, and then there were four children, had a second marriage, so there were 10 children. And he always told about his father took them to make them go to Sunday school. And it was his job, because he was so little, that he had to pump the organ for the service. And until he got, I guess maybe 14, 15, he did that in one day. He just told his father he wasn't going to do that anymore. Father said, well, he didn't care whether he did that or not, but he wanted him to go to church. That was the important thing. My mother was born in outside of Pittsburgh in Broadfoot, Pennsylvania. There were four girls. And then they finally moved to Girard, Ohio. My mother was a dressmaker. She had a dressmaking shop here, and she was considered one of the finest seamstresses that ever came around here. My father and mother were married on July 22nd, 1897. And went housekeeping right across from St. Columbus Church, that double house that still stands there. And I was born there the next May. In the meantime, my grandfather and my mother's father died. So my grandmother and my mother's three sisters all came to live with us. And then I had a brother. We just had two children. We always had a house full of people. And I was 6 years old, I started to what was then the Ursuline Academy. It was on the corner of Ran and Elm was the old brick school, as we called it. It was St. Columbus School. And next door, to the west, was the Ursuline Convent. And they had an academy for girls. They took boys through the first four grades, but then they had to go over to St. Columbus School. But the girls, we went all through high school there. And there's my graduation picture. There were just two of us in the class. The year before, there were six, and
How large was the school at the time?
It wasn't a school. We just went right in the convent part.
How many students that were there?
Oh. Well, in the lower, two lower, in the four lower grades, in the first, second, third, and fourth grade, probably there would be, maybe 30 children. That would be boys and girls in each grade. But after we got up to the, went upstairs in the convent to the fifth grade, why they dwindled down, I can't ever remember having a class with more than 5 or 6 in.
Could you describe the building?
It was a long, narrow, red brick building, 3 stories high. Had a front entrance on Grand Avenue and a walk-in door and a side entrance in the yard across from East Columbus School. Had a beautiful little chapel. We had, when we were in high school, we just had 2 teachers, Mother Joseph and Mother Vincent. They were really excellent teachers. We really got a good training. I wasn't in the first class. I said Marie Lawler and Mary Maloney were the first the 2 graduates. I don't know. I know Marie is still living. This is Mrs. John Barrett. And I'm not sure about Mary Maloney. She was living not too long ago. She was a sister of Father Maloney, who was one time pastor of Hubbard and then one time pastor of St. Edward's Church. Retired. Lived up. Bonita somewhere up there. I don't know much else. What else would tell you whether you
Well, where were most of the students from?
They were all from pretty close around here on the north side. Most of them came from. All of us lived up around here on the north side and went to school. We walked 4 times a day. We went home for our lunch. But it was a wonderful training and everything that we got. And they moved to school. I graduated in 1915. In 1920, I think they moved up to Fifth Avenue to the Andrews Mansion. And they made that into a girls' school. And I think it went on for 10 years as a girls' school. I think it was 1930 that they made it coeducational.
What was the cost to go to Ursula?
$5 a month. Whether you were in the first grade or whether you were in a senior in high school.
Did you have to pay for your books also?
Oh, yeah. Bought everything. You got nothing. Pencils, paper, everything. that you use to watch yourself. They didn't turn us anything.
How exclusive was Ursula's for social classes, though?
Well, the better class people with a little money went there. Of course, it wasn't just that kind, but it seemed like the Lawlers, they owned a big hardware store down on West Federal Street. There were the real substantial Catholic families that sent their children and girls there.
How strict was the discipline?
It was very strict, very strict. We didn't think it was so strict because we were used to not the same kind of discipline at home as you had there. Didn't like today. We wouldn't think of talking back to answering back, you know, like youngsters do now. Say anything to them, make a million and one excuses to give you a week. Sat silent if we were rebuked for anything. We all had lots of advantages at the academy. We had a speech teacher all those years before, and we had a music teacher, a vocal teacher, and we had a sister that taught us all kinds of fancy needle work. And we had painting, art, which the other schools weren't having at that time.
Could you describe a typical day at Ursula's?
Well, school started at 8:30 in the morning, and typical day was it started out the day with prayer, and classes went pretty much as classes go. I said it was interspersed with these different activities, you know. One day we had speech, one day we had vocal, and one day we afternoon we had song. So we really had a nice time. Everybody enjoyed going. Everybody was crazy about the sisters. They were really wonderful to us. I was sorry when they changed it from a girls' school, but it got that, you know, there weren't too many going. Sister Mary Louise, that's down at the convent. She's a 1914 graduate. She was just in McGraw.
Did you like the most when you worked there?
I liked math and Latin. I took 4 years of Latin. English.
courses that you had to take?
We didn't have any choice. We were just told what we were going to take, what were the courses you had to have to get into college.
What type of extracurricular activities do you have? Do you have clubs, dances?
No, nothing. We didn't have any social life at all. Only among ourselves, we had little clubs outside of school, but nothing in the school.
Did the students have any particular place with different schools they would gather to talk?
Oh, yes. We had the big community, Sisters Community Room was where they had the 4 years of high school were in the same room, so you know how many there were in it. During the school day, that was sort of our place. It was school, but any free time, we all congregated there and talked and made plans for what we'd do and all that. We had no social activities in the school.
Were there a great number of cliques?
No, I really don't think there were. I think everybody was everybody's friend. Everybody seemed to get along and we didn't seem to have just one or two that we shut out all the rest. Everybody seemed to get. The Ursuline Alumni Association wasn't formed until after they went up on Wake Avenue.
Well, what did you think of the teachers?
I thought they were the most wonderful things that ever were. And I think both of our high school teachers were really well educated when Joseph and other things.
What type of classroom method did they use to teach?
We used our books a good deal, but there was conversation and you could voice your opinion if you didn't think something that's just right. You didn't have to take it verbatim.
How many hours of study per night did you put in?
I don't think I ever went to bed before 12 o'clock, and I would study from about 8 on. We had homework and everything, every night. I can't ever remember going to school without my homework.
Do you think the classes were very difficult?
Well, I know geometry was difficult for me. To this day, I don't know what that's all about. Algebra and physics, I got along all right. Geometry was, I just couldn't see through geometry at all. I did pass in it, but I don't know how it happened. But language, English, Latin and math, all that, I always got along real well. Could have done a lexical exam when I graduated. I guess I did pretty well.
Who were some of your close friends at Urson?
Well, Elizabeth and I were classmates. We were the only two in the class. Elizabeth saw us and myself. She's married and I lived in Detroit. And Crystal O'Donnell. Dylan and Mary Louise Aldridge, Jesse McGraw, and Mary Barrett. Like I said, you were all real good friends.
You think that there was a strong emphasis on religion?
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
We know that nobody... We had that Baltimore Catechism, and I don't think anybody could ask a question in that catechism today that we couldn't answer.
That Ursuline prepared you?
Oh, yes. I think I was well prepared. I was able to study and concentrate. And I didn't have any trouble in school ever.
When you graduated, what kind of feelings did you have about leaving Ursuline?
I cried for days. I just wanted to go back there and be a senior all over again the next year. I didn't want to go anyplace else. I think all the girls felt that way. I hated to leave. Sisters were wonderful to us. I took real interest in you. Of course, a few, I bet you, we got practically individual attention. Anybody could learn if they have that.
You think that there was a feeling of superiority about Ursuline?
No. Nothing like that. I don't think we had any feelings at all towards our friends that went to Rand. They dropped out some every year, you know, and would finish at Rand. You know, we never felt we were any better than they were, that we got anything any better than they did.
How would you compare the two schools as far as maybe going to Pride and going to Ursuline as a Catholic school instead of going to a public school?
Yeah. since I never went to a public school, I would know. I never went to a public school. I imagine at Wren, they probably had more courses than we had. But all the girls that ever went away to college were always able to get in without any trouble and able to keep up their grades. And so that I'm sure we had good foundation.
Was Ursula's small school, were newcomers resented?
No, we welcomed them with open arms. We were glad when they came. We never had too many, but when they came, they were treated just as the same as the rest.
Did you have noticed any changes between Ursula when you went and Ursula now?
Mm-hmm. Well, anything the same. Mm-hmm. No comparison. Of course, that isn't exactly the school's fault. I think the manner the children are brought up in nowadays has a lot to do with that. We're brought up to respect our elders and to obey and all that. And if they said black was white, we went right along with them. But you don't find children like that today. Even the smallest ones will challenge you. I think there's a great difference in it. And of course, having the boys their way is an entirely different. I think it's wonderful for the Catholic children to have school like the first one and Cardinal Mooney.
Looking back at your years at Ursuline, are there any changes you would have made with the school when you were there, with school policy?
No. I was perfectly happy and satisfied with the way everything went.
You said there was a feeling of pride?
Well, yes. We did feel a little pride, I imagine, but not jealousy or anything like that, or no feelings of that we were better than anybody else or anything like that. But I think we did appreciate the fact that we had been able to go there, that our parents had made those sacrifices. Sounds $5 now, you know, it sounds like nothing, but I imagine to get the $5 back in those days was just as hard as to get the amount they're asking now.
Were there any notable classmates? Well, you're going to earn some people that made it fairly well.
Well, I said Sister Jessie McGraw of Fort 1914 died. She joined the order. She's Sister Mary of the Week now. This has done anything. I taught 51 years, and now this is my seventh year substituting, so. But think of any that have, you know, been real outstanding. You've all done a good job and whatever we were doing.
Do you know when they changed the name to Ursuline High School?
I think it was in 30.
Are there any other comments you'd like to make about Ursuline?
I thought it was the finest place in the world, and if I had to do it over again, I'd like to do it that way again.